SAB4 CPA Mobile.
E4DM Mobile.
See, was that K4 PM? I'm not sure if I got that right. KP4 CPA, name of yours, David.
Negative. The call is Alpha Echo 4 Bravo Mike. AE4BM.
AE4EM, is that correct?
Alpha Echo 4 Bravo Mike. Alpha Echo 4 Bravo Mike.
I got it now. AE4BM. All right. Name is David.
First is Ben, Bravo Echo November.
Hey Ben, and what are you up to today?
I'm in a bad part of Belton right now. Every time I turn, I just get shadowed by the repeater.
Isn't it pretty good for the moment? I just left Northside Park on East Darby Road, if you know where that is, up, partly the way toward Traverse Rest. I'm headed back to Taylor's.
Too familiar with that side of town.
Oh, that's Roger. So, I want to make sure I had it there. Been out playing tennis and expected it to be kind of chilly and windy, but actually the sun came out and wound up having to shed some of my layers to stay cool, which is fine. I'd rather have too much to wear than not enough.
As long as you can take some off or put some on to be comfortable. That's all that matters in the end.
How long have you been in amateur radio?
I don't recall. 2010, 2011, somewhere there. Not long at all.
You've been in, a little over 10 years. I got my ticket back in 1982, novice, and then I moved up to a Tech Plus, and then I grandfathered into general. So now I'm studying for my extra. This will be my second go around with the extra.
It took me three times to get my extra.
I hope this is going to be it. I seem to be, retaining a lot more and understanding it a lot better. So I'm hoping, I'll be able to pass and, take the test when the classes are over. We're almost halfway through.
Refer to classes. Are you an instructor or are you currently taking classes?
I'm taking classes. Gary, Whiskey 4 Echo, Echo Yankee, and Dave. Oh, gosh, I can't remember Dave's call. They're teaching the class, and they're teaching it over Zoom, and then they also put it on YouTube, so you can watch the class the next day or days following. After it's recorded, so even if you get behind, you can watch the classes and you can go back, watch the first class, and you know, on up to where they are now. It's really nice if you want to review, and then of course the book has all the questions and answers, and my wife even bought me the index cards with the questions and answers on them. So I think she's about as determined that I'm going to get my license as I am.
That's good. Got support from elsewhere. Oh man, I do everything myself. Actually, I've been self-taught ever since I became an amateur. I had to learn everything myself. No Elmers, no nothing. I've got so many antenna books over the year since I've been an amateur. I've given them away to people that were wanting to get into it or trying to learn more. Man, oh man.
It's good. I mean, yeah, that's what a lot of amateurs do. I've given away some of my equipment to people that are, you know, wanting to get into the hobby. And I had a nephew actually that went and he drove. He didn't ask me. He just drove to Atlanta and took the test. And I think he's a technician or a general. I'm not sure. But the equipment, and at that time he didn't have a job that he could afford any equipment. So I gave him, I had an HC and a charger and some other stuff to go along with it, and I gave him all that. And I've given away some other HTs I've had and stuff to some other people. So and heck, I gave away HF rig, I think, yep, more or less. And it was an old one, but it worked. I bought a J pole from a guy that built it and used it for a while. Said it worked real good, and I use it for 2 meters of 440 at the house.
Man, oh man. Yeah, I've done the same with my friend here in Anderson. And he remembers me when I was just talking about getting into amateur radio. And lo and behold, I end up moving up here to the upstate, and he's already done started to... he's an extra now, but he's having growing pains of trying to get the antennas in the air in his HOA.
That's tough. I live in a HOA, and I have a Carolina Windham. It's just a wire, a dipole, basically, I guess, off-center fed, and 135 feet long. And I have it up. I have four trees in the backyard in a row, and I put it up in those trees, and so you can't see it. And we're on the back side of the subdivision, so nobody has any reason to be back there, you know, looking for it. And I'm getting away with it. So I'm fortunate, you know, to be able to do that. And then my J pole, I have it clamped to one of these plastic PCV vents that's on the back of the house, and you can't see it from the front of the house, so it's hidden. So I'm in pretty good shape.
I've done some crazy things in HOAs, just trying to get a piece of wire up in the air, no less.
I put this antenna up several times, and I think it got hit by lightning. I wound up replacing, when I took it down the last time, I found the shorter section was actually broken. in two, and I replaced everything, the 4-to-1 ballon and the oscillator at the bottom, and all the coax and all the wire. So everything on it's new, and it's working pretty good. So I'm really happy with it. So I'd like to have a tower. I had one about 3 houses ago, but I had to leave it there. So and I couldn't put it up here anyway. So but it'd be nice to have a nice tower and be able to put a beam up there.
I've never had a tower, but I do like me my ground-mounted verticals and my dipoles up in the air. That's for sure.
Hey, Ben. Well, I'm pulling in the driveway here, so I'm going to say 73s, and I'm going to go on in the house. But good to talk with you, and you have a good rest of the day. And let's see if I can remember your call, AE4BM, KP4CBA, clear after your final.
All right, easy, and we'll talk to you another time. Alpha Echo 4, Bravo Mike, mobile.